He says, the man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John 2:4. He said, whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. 1 John 2:6. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. 1 John 3:6. He says, do not be deceived. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil's been sinning from the beginning. For this reason, the Son of God is made manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:7 and 8. Verse 9, he said, no one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he's been born of God. It's impossible. You got to sin every day. Lie. It's a lie. He said, we died to sin. How can you live in it any longer? Don't you know that we who are baptized in Christ are baptized into his death? And then in verse 6 of Romans 6, he says this. He says, we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with. That we should no longer be slaves to sin. Anyone who's died has been freed from sin. He says, the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ and our Lord. But what he's talking about there in Romans 6, 23, he's saying if you get rid of all the sin, he says the gift of God is Jesus Christ. It's through, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, the Lord. In other words, living through him, letting him live through you. You got to let him live through you. He wants to live through you. Well, I struggle with sin passing in. I really don't want to go to hell, but I really don't think that I can live a holy life. That's why he gave us keys that you should use all the time. Praying in tongues is the key. Said it. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God, howbeit in the Spirit. He said, no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. 1 Corinthians 14:2. He said, he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. 1 Corinthians 14:4. It's not for everybody. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. He said, forbid not speaking in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14:37. He says, I would that you all spoke in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14:5. It's not for everybody. He just said, that's what God said. That's your opinion. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm listening to God. God said all. I would that you all spoke in tongues. That's what God said. Yeah, but my pastor, I don't care what your pastor told you, he's a liar. Anybody that disagrees that God's word is a liar. You think that I'm just some bold-faced preacher up here? Let me tell you something about the authority he gave us. He told us to encourage and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise us, is what he told us preachers. Amen. We're speaking in God's stead, and anybody who doesn't want to listen to God's word, they're going to have to stand before him. But my conscience is clear because I'm telling you what his word says. And I tell it very strongly because a lot of hearts are hard and they're not real ready to listen. In the hopes that somehow I can get through these calloused hearts and save some people. Just get ready to receive. I know this is a strong message, but the Bible says in Proverbs 1:7. Proverbs 1:7 says this. He says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And Psalm 111, verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Jesus said, don't fear men. He said, I'll tell you who you should fear. Fear him who after the killing of the body has the power to throw both body and soul in hell. And if you'll simply fear God enough that you obey him, you'll get set free from all fear. Doesn't sound like it. I'm telling you right now that God created you and you exist for his purpose. And the only reason you would feel that way is because you're listening to how you've been programmed by the devil. You got to get rid of that. God loves you. And the only way to experience his love is to full surrender your entire life to him. And if you make that choice to fully surrender to him, you will experience his love. What a lot of people want to do is they want to experience his love while they live in sin. And there's no experience of his love there. He said, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. 1 Peter 5:5 and 6, he says, cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. He says, be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers and sisters throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. That's 1 Peter 5, 5 through 9. So humanity fell away from God. They resisted God and they submitted to the devil. But now it's Jesus has provided a way. If we'll put our faith in Him and our trust in Him and seek Him through prayer, we can resist the devil now and submit our lives over to God and reverse the progression from sin to worshiping the Lord. Just like they did the opposite. They forgot about God. They stopped the worshiping and led them into deeper into sin. We can do the exact opposite. We can worship God and get out of that sin and get strong enough where we begin to worship the Lord. He said to go forth before me with great rejoicing and praise. He said, as you release your faith before my throne, it allows me to break down every chain. For as you keep your voice lifted on high and before me, that faith releases me to move and it will allow me to do in your heart, in your circumstances, in your home, and in your jobs what I would like to do. So stand before me and continually bring the sacrifice of praise. In all your ways acknowledge me with your praise, says the Lord. He said, let my praise be ever on your lips and rejoice in all circumstances, for this is my will for you. And you will see that when you release your faith, when things look dark, that my light will always break and shine through, says the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, it just reminds me of Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas, they bloodied, beaten, severely flogged, it says. They threw them in prison in the inner cell and they just started to praise God, sing hymns to God and to pray to God. And all the prisoners heard them. And all of a sudden, God did an earthquake and shook the foundations of the whole prison. And it says, all the doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. If you'll just praise God and worship Him, and stay in a positive attitude. You think, Pastor Dan, you just get done beating us up. I'm trying to protect you. I'm only with you a few hours a week. Okay? Now it's up to you to start praying in tongues, meditating the Word. Those are the keys. If you're struggling with sin, don't run away from God. Run to Him by meditating His Word. If you're struggling with lust, look up scriptures on sexual perversion. If you're struggling with some kind of bondage, find scriptures that talk about being free from oppression. If you're struggling with swearing, find scriptures about it. There's scriptures about every bondage to overcome it. And then memorize those scriptures. And then just like Jesus did say, is written, it is written, it is written. It is written, do not lie. It is written, do not steal. It is written, do not commit adultery. You want to lust after people? Jesus says it's adultery. He says it is written. Just quote the scripture. That's what we're supposed to be replacing. Every single thought with the Word of God. Every thought needs to be managed. As Christians, you absolutely have to be very precise in managing your thoughts. You have to continually and constantly manage every single thought, because a lot of them are coming from the devil and you got to cast them down, he says. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought, every single thought, to the obedience of Christ. You say, that's impossible. Well, it might seem impossible now, but if you practice it, practice makes perfect. You'll become better. You'll develop that in your character where it becomes second nature to cast down wrong thoughts. And one preacher said, a thought would come, and he'd say, I cast that thought down. It's not my thought. The same preacher, he said, you can't stop the birds from flying over your head, you can stop them from making a nest in your hair. And that's how it is with thoughts. You can let them thoughts become part of you, or you can get rid of them. And the way we get rid of them is say it is written. Devil says, you hate that person. He does it in the first person. He says, I hate that person. That's what he does. He does it in the first person. It says, written, love each other. Feel impatient, is written, be patient. Just start quoting scriptures at him. He'll leave. Jesus did it, and it worked for him. Amen. So stay excited about Jesus. If you weren't here for the beginning of this message, this is one you need to get in yet. I didn't know we were going to be talking in this direction, but this is what He has for us now. And it's very timely, considering the hour that we live in. Because it's right before judgment's about ready to fall again. It's been a long time. He says, the Lord will march out like a champion, like a warrior. He will stir up his zeal. With a shout, he will raise a battle cry and triumph over his enemies. He says, for a long time, I've kept silent. I've been quiet and held myself back. He said, but now, like a woman in childbirth, I cry out, I gasp, I pant. He said, I'll lay waste the mountains and hills and dry up all the vegetation. I'll turn the rivers into islands and dry up the pools. He's going to take away all the food and water, is what he's saying. That's what's going to happen next. You say, Pastor Danny, we just got snow. That's what's going to happen. There's going to start being different things, pestilences. Jesus talked about it. It's just the biblical pattern. That's what's going to happen next. Hopefully we're gone before then. We're up in the rapture. But if we're not, we need to know how to believe God. I know how to believe Him. I'm not concerned for myself. But I am concerned for a lot of Christians because their pastors don't. The one pastors teach them 3-4 weeks in a row telling them about the names of God. What else did he talk about? That's all he talked about, they say. He told us to warn each other daily against sin. Yet people in the congregation probably living in deliberate sin, and he just talks about the names of God. How is that going to turn? That's the strengthening the hands of evildoers that God talked about. Each one's word becomes their own message, so you distort the words of the living God. He said, is not my word like a fire, like a hammer that breaks a rock into pieces? He said, what does chaff have to do with wheat? Jeremiah 23, you know. His word is to convict us. He said the word convicts. Hebrews 4:12 said it's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates the dividing sword, the soul and spirit, joints and marrow, that's the flesh. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything's uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. So God's word is to judge us. It's to look at it. James called it a mirror. It's to look into the mirror and say, man, I need to make adjustments. That's what God's word does. You know? And the names of God and all that stuff is important, but a preacher can't be preaching on that 3-4 weeks and only talk about the names of God. There's no inspiration there. You're just teaching some other guy's message. It's not good. Amen? I can't do that. Why? Because I'm possessed. What are you possessed by? The Holy Spirit. He takes over every time I stand up here. The anointing comes. I come up here with a list of scriptures I wanted to go over today, and we didn't talk about not a one of them. Well, maybe one of them. Luke 12, 4 through 7, fear God. We did that one. We're going to be talking about a whole other different kind of fear someday. It will come to pass. Amen.